Magella Lynch, known in the local community and to her friends as Madge, was a very vulnerable individual. She was in her 50s, a chronic alcoholic, with very limited personal possessions, and very much living day to day in her home address, supported by carers. I don't know why she was targeted, but Magella Lynch died of horrendous internal injuries. It must have caused agonising pain and was not quick. I don't know why they were caused to her or why she was targeted, but this is a sadistic and violent act, unprovoked and unjustified, that has taken Madge's dignity and her life. Magella Lynch was extremely vulnerable. This is an exploitative, opportunistic, perhaps, incident, and the very targeting of her and the level of violence used against her is deeply disturbing. This has been one of the most challenging investigations that I've ever been involved with. We had limited forensic material. There were challenges around CCTV and identifying the person that went into her flat on the night that she sustained her injuries. When we did eventually identify Danny McBride, he wasn't forthcoming with an account which has explained why Madge and how Madge got those injuries. So we've had to piece together everything ourselves. It's been extremely challenging. Danny McBride has never given us an account of what's happened, any reasons for what he did, any explanation or expressed any remorse, and that has made it particularly challenging and probably particularly disturbing for Madge's family. Magella Lynch is unable to tell us what happened, and I've felt a very strong sense of personal responsibility to get justice for her. The level of violence, the level of sadism, in this brutal attack from Danny McBride, I feel that I have been able to achieve at least some measure of justice for her and get somebody who I consider to be extremely dangerous locked up and off the streets.